Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the institution of marriage and its prerequisites which have been mentioned in the Quran. According to the Quran, the only legitimate way of satisfying one's sexual urge is through marriage. If a person is not married, then this should not become a license for him to gratify his sexual urge through other means. The Quran says that if people in the society, they are left unmarried, then it is the responsibility of the society to come forward and wed them. And also, if people who are poor, they think that because of poverty, they would not be able to marry, the Quran urges them to get married and says that the Almighty Himself, inshallah, will bless them with the resources of life, and therefore poverty should not become a cause for them to remain unmarried. Now, the institution of marriage, or nikah, as it is called in Arabic, is a pre-existing sunnah of the prophets of God. And precisely for this reason, it has not been mentioned in detail in the Quran. It is actually an open declaration of a man and a woman to live together as husband and wife for the rest of their lives. Now, as far as the requisites of marriage are concerned, there are two. The first of them is that a person must pay the dower to his wife that he intends to bring home. The Quran says and urges all husbands that if they have not yet paid the dower, then they must do so. And the Quran also tells them that paying this dower is an essential responsibility of the husband. And if he realizes this responsibility, then later on, once it has been fixed, the husband and the wife can mutually agree to change its amount as well as its mode of payment and its time also. Now, as far as the quantity of mehr is concerned, or the dower is concerned, the Sharia has not fixed it, and it has left it to the norms of the society, and it expects that it should be given according to the economic status of the husband and the social status of the wife that he intends to bring home. As far as the philosophy of the mehr is concerned, or the dower is concerned, it is that since in Islam, a man or a husband has been entrusted with the responsibility of earning for the livelihood of the family, or earning for the family, and since he has been regarded as the breadwinner of the family, therefore when he gives a mehr, or gives mehr to his wife, then he actually symbolically commits that he is going to take the financial responsibility of the bride that he is bringing home. Therefore, mehr is nothing but a symbolic representation of the fact that he has become the financial, he has taken the wife into his own financial charge, and that he is financially responsible for her. The second requisite for marriage is that it shall only be conducted between people who are chaste. People who are not chaste, then they are not allowed to marry. In other words, if a person is a fornicator, then he must not allow a chaste lady. And if a lady is a fornicator, if she has indulged into fornication, that she must not marry a man who is chaste. Unless, of course, the matter has not reached the court and the two have sincerely repented for their act. And I should now like to read out the verses which outline this institution of marriage and its prerequisites. The Quran says, وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Marry those among you who are single, and those who have the capability for marriage among your slaves, male or female. If they are poor, Allah will give them means out of His grace, for Allah is ample giving. And He knows all things. And let those who find not an opportunity for marriage keep themselves chaste until Allah gives them means out of His grace. Similarly, at another place, the Quran says, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ أَن تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْسِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا تَرَاضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And all other women, except for those specified, are lawful to you, such that you seek them through marriage, through your wealth, desiring chastity, not lust. Consequently, if you have not paid their dowers as yet, pay their dowers as your obligation for the benefit that you have derived from them. If after a dower is prescribed, you agree mutually on something, there is no blame on you, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.